Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz with Marco Belletti on the updates. I am Bart Winkler. I've got a Bartometer ready for you. The Bartometer is a machine that I have created on artificial intelligence where we get tasked sometimes in the profession to come up with a list, or we like to come up with a list. And I thought, you know what? Too hard. So I made a machine, and you could use ChatGPT or whatever the hell there's available. But I thought, I'm going to make my own machine because I want it to actually work effectively. And tonight's is going to be the most hated or most disliked or least liked. Just championship team since 2010 that nobody was really that into. But as I do that, I am hate watching the Indiana Pacers, who are now down to within one. It's 110 to 109. I gotta watch this. I don't think I can. I gotta watch it out. I think I gotta watch it out. Are you okay with that?
I don't care. I'm not the Bartometer.
I mean, I gotta watch this out. I got to see how this goes. I can't do a Bartometer while not watching this game. Whose ball is it? Thunder ball. So I'm going to watch this out. The Bartometer's coming up, but I need to see how this ends. Are they going to call timeout and challenge this?
Commercial. I'm in the future.
Yeah, I'm a little bit behind you. That's off the Pacers. What the hell are they reviewing? That's off the Pacers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I don't understand what they're reviewing unless they just like, oh crap, we still need a couple commercials that we need to get off our little log here. It was clear as day. I mean, guy's diving for it and he's out of bounds and the ball is literally slapping him as he's flying off.
Well, Carlisle called for it.
Who?
They had one left. Or, yeah, they had one to use, so they used it. I think because this isn't this. So I'm not rooting for the Pacers. Have I made that abundantly clear?
I think they suck.
I'm not rooting for the Pacers. And I'm very much in my head about how much I talk about that. Because I do think, if you're a broadcaster, like Mike Breen, you know, he shouldn't be, when he's calling Knicks games, being like, oh yeah, baby. When you're broadcasting the game, I think there should be some neutrality to it. When you're just a guy that gets on the air and throws out his opinions left and right, I mean, these opinions, a lot of it's based in who and what you like. So I think it's fine for us to have teams that, I mean, certainly it's fine for us to have teams that we like. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a reporter. I'm a broadcaster. And so I think it's okay to be like, All right, the Packers won, man. That's great. Or, hey, Rodgers signed with the Steelers. I can talk about that. Or, guys, I'm in Milwaukee. I don't think Giannis is leaving. He was liking tweets again today that were like, I'm not leaving. But I don't believe that what I do regarding the Indiana Pacers, I don't believe that that's, I'm not going to say acceptable, but I'm not proud that I do it.
Are you professional or not?
I'm not proud that I do it. And right now I cannot focus on anything. I want the barometer to be somewhat, you know, good. So I cannot focus on it until I see how this game ends.
Oh my God.
Shut up. You're ahead of me?
Oh my God!
Tell me.
That was a real reaction. I'm sorry. I forgot my mic was on. I thought I turned it off.
Did they hit a three?
No, but the Pacers are ahead. Halliburton just drained a shot with 0.3 left.
0.3?
0.3 seconds left.
So as I see it, the Thunder have the ball. Shea missed a shot.
That was my first, oh my God, because it was such a bad shot. It was straight up hero ball.
Pacers got the rebound. And Halliburton takes a long two, and it goes in with 0.3 left. Unbelievable.
This is our nightmare. Unfolding right before our eyes, and you were ahead of this 6 minutes to go in the game when you were talking to me in break. Saw this coming.
What I said they're going to effing win. So at halftime, what I had said was it still feels like a game that the Thunder will win, but it definitely feels like a game that the Pacers can win. And the problem with halftime was it was 57-45. I really got to stop being on. It really sucks that I'm on the air for this. It really sucks. This really sucks. Unrelated, I have a family vacation scheduled during game six. So if the Pacers do win, like let's say in six, you'll have somebody else to accurately break it down and you won't have to go through my range of emotions. So just so everybody's aware. But when it was 57-45, the Thunder had 19 turnovers. 19 turnovers. But they had only scored, or the Pacers rather, had 19 turnovers, but they had only scored 9 points off those turnovers. 9 points. The Thunder only turned the ball over 4 times, and the Pacers had 4 points off those turnovers. But in the first half, they shot 54 times, and the Pacers shot 36 times. So you cannot give the Pacers that window. They have won game one now of every series. Game one, they were at home, assuming they win this. Game one, they were at home in the first series against the Bucks, and then on the road against the Cavs, and then on the road against the Knicks, and now they're on the road against the Thunder as a 9.5-point underdog. And they were down. Were they down double digits in this quarter? They were down double digits in this quarter, right? And then they come back and go up 111-110. So I'm going to get to the barometer in a little bit. I'll leave ample time for it. We'll maybe break a minute or two early. That's a note to you. But this is, you know, my phone is going nuts every time. Lame. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The Thunder are, this is why the series was interesting to me. And I am interested in this series because the Thunder are better than the Pacers and they're better than any team that they have faced. So I wanted to see, could the Pacers do what they've been able to do against other teams could they do it against the Thunder? And they had a 12-2 run here in the quarter. And then Halliburton makes a shot. And the game's final. And the Pacers have a 1-0 series lead. 111-110. It's unbelievable. My God! Was that you?
That's a drop.
You thought your mic was off?
I thought my mic was off. Because I literally pressed the button. I must have just missed. Do you think I would scream that loud on purpose here?
So I do need to figure out. I need to get in a room where I'm not on a 30-second delay. I think that's
Oh my God.
that's something that needs to be done. That is something that needs to be done. And Tyrese Halliburton hits a shot once again.
They're going to be chirping all year. Pacers in four. Hickey's a mush. I hate him.
What is it with Ryan Hickey that everything he says is... Why does he keep doing this?
I don't know who
I'm mad at him.
Off.
I'm mad at him.
I don't know what he did in this life or previous lives. He might have been a butterfly that flapped his wings the wrong way and created a tornado that wiped out millions in Malaysia. Or whatever Malaysia used to be. This is all Ryan Hickey's butterfly caterpillar fault.
All right. Well, I do want to do a proper Bartometer. So I'm going to take a break here. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
We're going to take a break a little earlier than normal. And I'm going to do a proper Bartometer. It's about teams that have won a championship that were disliked. And I think a lot of America likes what they saw tonight, I don't. And it's not even about the Pacers anymore. It's not even about the Pacers. It's about the improbability of this. It cannot be done, and they continue to do it. Why this team, though? Right? Of any why? It's unexplainable. How is this happening? I just don't get it. I'm not whining. I hear you. I hear you. I'm not whining. I'm not crying. I am wondering. I am wondering how. I am wondering how this happens. So we will talk plenty about game one of the NBA Finals. I'm going to do a proper Bartometer. We will have that coming up next. And then we will hear from you. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's the Bart Winkler Show Podcast.
are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
All right. It is the Bart Winkler Show. The Indiana Pacers have beaten the Oklahoma City Thunder in game one of the NBA Finals. In light of that, and we'll get to your reaction on this. The first call I see on the screen or the topic is NBA is rigged. So excited for this one. We'll get to that. But because of this finals, the Bartometer is going to take a look at the eight most hated teams to have won a championship since 2010. The eight most hated teams to have won a championship since 2010. The Bartometer, my device of artificial intelligence that helps us come up with these lists. At number eight. So any team that has won a title since 2010. We go back a few years to 2020 when the Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series. Now, not fair to them, right? What are you going to do? You can only play the schedule in front of you. But baseball was in a dumb place that season. They could have played more than 60 games. There got to be a point where it wasn't so much about worrying about the pandemic as it was owners not wanting to pay players because there was going to be nobody in the stands. So they gave us a 60-game slop fest with a 16-team playoff, and the Dodgers won it in a neutral setting in Arlington, Texas, winning that hunk of metal as was given up to them by Rob Manfred, which is very climactic, Paul, and very lame because this Dodgers team that had the big payroll, this was the one they won. Now, they did get it, obviously, last year, but for a while, this was their one crown. People no likey. At number seven. One college basketball team on this one. One college basketball team on this one. Now, if I were to say who's the most hated college basketball team in college basketball, you would say Duke. And you would be right. And they were very close to being on this list. The team specifically that beat Butler, as we were all rooting for the underdog there. But the 2012 Kentucky Wildcats team, led by Anthony Davis and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, one-and-done freshman, with John Calipari, who his image, very snake oil-like, did the inevitable, took a couple of guys, got the one-and-done, and won a title. They were 38-2 that year, defeating Kansas in the national championship game. The one-and-done stuff now is commonplace. And the transfers and the portal and NIL. But back then, it still felt like Calipari was maybe gaming the system a little more than some of these other teams. So that Kentucky Wildcats team, not just the way they went about it, but the inevitability about it, they come in at number seven, most hated championship team since 2010. Number six. One college football team on this list. An honorable mention is the Auburn team that won with Cam Newton in 2010. Nobody liked them. But Alabama has won the national championship six times. Since 2009? It's their 2011 title that is going to get them on this list. This was a year where they lost to LSU 9-6 in the regular season. LSU won the SEC. But they were in, at the time, the BCS National Championship game. They took second in the rankings despite losing to the team who took first, LSU. Oklahoma State won the Big 12, went 10-1. Alabama got in. So long before the playoff, when it was even up to computers, which did factor in polls, which were weighted towards SEC teams. And I still contend ESPN is a big part of that. They had an SEC national championship game, which Alabama then went on to win 21-0. That sort of favoritism to Alabama continues to this day. Them getting in ahead of Florida State, of course, and now expanding the playoffs and potentially giving auto bids to conferences because precious Alabama now can't get in with Kalen DeBoer. At number five, did we already do 2020 Los Angeles? We did, the Dodgers, right? Well, how about the 2020 Los Angeles Lakers? This is another COVID championship, this one worse. LeBron James coming to Los Angeles, essentially trying to be the stepdad, taking over for Kobe Bryant as the face of the franchise, which nobody asked for and nobody wanted, winning in the bubble. And what was the biggest problem with this championship, with LeBron winning in the bubble? Yeah, Mickey Mouse championship, all that. You know, you don't have to go on the road, same gym every night. They wanted to leave. LeBron wanted to leave the bubble. There was a game the Bucks sat out. They protested. It got canceled. It was against the Pistons, I believe, or the Magic. Eventually, they played that game, but the whole NBA had a meeting about why are we doing this? And LeBron wanted to leave. And the Clippers, in their play, eventually showed they wanted to leave. But then LeBron, who I think was a little irritated that it wasn't initially his decision to do the protest, kind of felt bad and stupid. But then he did leave, and then he won. So for the Lakers championship to have come in this way, nobody liked that. Honorable mention, the Lakers winning the NBA Cup last year. Number four, most hated champion since 2020. That would be the Golden State Warriors, specifically the 2017 team with Kevin Durant. So after they blew the 3-1 lead to the Cavs, they knew they needed help. And the salary cap had expanded at just the right time, and they got a guy to help them in Kevin Durant. They were then able to beat the Cavs 4-1, would beat them the next year 4-0. Couple that with nobody liking Draymond Green, and the Warriors, who had a great season the year before, 73 wins, but couldn't get it done. Both them and Kevin Durant accused of taking the easy way out to get back on the podium, the 2017 Golden State Warriors. At number three, most hated championship teams since 2010. Guess who's back on the list? That would be LeBron James. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. Well, they got two. Won a couple, lost a couple. They beat the Thunder in 2012, and that was the first of their two titles. That team comes on the list. The building of a super team, how LeBron did it, becoming the villain, which I felt like he was embracing a little bit, which was kind of cool, and then he wasn't. The 2012 Miami Heat and the Heatles coming in at number three. At number two, I'll tell you what, this should be the number one team, but it's not an NFL team. It's the Houston Astros in 2017. They stole signs. They banged on trash cans. They cheated. They stole the title. And then the repercussions were very few and far between. Oh, manager got suspended. There's no black mark with this team. There's no stain on their legacy. No one's going to say Jose Altuve is not going in the Hall of Fame. They're all going to get away with it. You maybe did steroids and you're like shunned from baseball. You gambled on games. You have to die before you get back in. The Astros were using sign-stealing techniques to win a title and got away with it. The title stands. No asterisk. No penalty. They won the title. Record books say just as it was. The Houston Astros of 2017. And at number one, probably because they became the most hated team of any sport in this era, the New England Patriots. At the time, their first dynasty was kind of interesting and fun, and they beat the Rams. What an upset. They won in 01, 03, 04. And they had a lot of success, but hadn't won a Super Bowl in a while. The Giants were knocking them off. 2014, specifically, will be the team we're going to put on this list. That was the year after Deflategate. So Brady suspended. They still come back. They still win. And it then brought on two more titles. Maybe more of a cumulative award, but certainly nobody liked that team. And because the NFL holds more weight than MLB, and there was some cheating going on, I guess. I mean, I still don't understand how a little less PSI is pro or negative. I don't get it. But they're in at number one. So most hated title team since 2010. The Los Angeles Dodgers of the COVID season at 8. Kentucky Wildcats at 7 in 2012. At 6, Alabama in 2011. At 5, the Lakers COVID team. The Golden State Warriors in 2017. The Heat in 2012. The Astros in 2017 at 2. And the New England Patriots, specifically the 2014 team, coming in at number one, and that is the Bardo meter. I feel like, Carlos, the Astros could be number one, but I also feel like when, because that got unveiled in 2019 when we all found out about it, and then I remember I was going to go down to watch the Astros play the White Sox and just like boo them and like take people to come with me in 2020, but then there wasn't really a baseball season. And so that kind of provided a buffer, too, for us criticizing and really letting that team hear it. By the time fans got back in the stands, it was like kind of a half-ass boo. And they never really got the punishment that they should have.
Yeah.
And even on this list, like, I think they should be number one. But New England, you know, New England's kind of a tough one to knock off the perch, too. But certainly, you know, that's a good 1-2 punch either way.
Yeah, I'm good with it also. I mean, any team that Tom Brady was on, I think collectively the universe hated. Not even for cheating allegations or anything like that, just because he was just consistently at the top of the mountaintop. And in the ways and the manners of the Patriots winning. I mean, the Tuck rule does not exist without Tom Brady. So I'm cool with the Bartometer did. And the problem with the Astros, I actually think 2 might be a little too high. I do hate what they did, but Manfred and Major League Baseball, they basically shielded and protected the Astros from all, you know, criticism and blame. We never got to, like you said, we've never really got to extract our venom from that whole scandal. It just really got swept under the rug, and then I think people doubled down their hatred on Manfred himself because of how he downplayed the scenario and then ultimately called the World Series trophy a piece of tin. This is why this commissioner will not be missed once he is gone, because Manfred, it just cannot get out of his own way. So I think a lot of the Astros' anger just got redirected to the commissioner's office.
Which you can say he's such a terrible commissioner, because who could take a sign-stealing scandal and then like be the commissioner and be the one that gets all the hate? But I got to remind you, that's exactly what the job of the commissioner is. It is to be the shield for the 30 owners. That's exactly what the job is. If you're liked, you're doing a bad job. You need to be liked by the 30 guys that are voting on you to get paid $45 million each and every year. So, yeah, Goodell can hug a few guys and kind of get away with it by playing to the fans saying, I want 18 games, but he still gets on that stage and he is booed. That was helpful to me because it took my mind off of the Pacers for a few minutes. I can't believe, I'm having a hard time believing this whole thing is happening.
And we're back.
Right. But that to me, like, what are, so There's nobody that's more self-conscious about the way that I am talking about the Indiana Pacers, and there's nobody who's going to be a harsher judge of it than me because I don't like them. But we are so far past that mile marker now. I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. Even though I could believe it, I can't believe it. So at halftime, they were down 12. They had 19 turnovers, but that it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. And then what was the biggest deficit they had in the fourth quarter? Was it double
14
digits?
Points.
They were down 14?
Oh, 15. My 15. Bad.
15 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I can't count.
But there was at no point where I thought it was over. There was at no point where I thought it was safe. Now, okay, so my loss was a couple rounds ago. Marco, you just had your team lose to them. It's not even about the team, though, anymore. It's just about how is this statistically possible? And if so, how is it happening to this team? I don't understand it.
I don't know. I feel like I'm in the Matrix right now. Like, none of this feels real. I know I've seen it 100 times, but it's still, I can't comprehend what I watched and knowing it was coming. Like, at the end, you could see the Thunder. We're definitely looking around at each other going, what just happened? Guys, can we hold on to this? It was eerie. I mean, Bart, tell me if I'm wrong. Doesn't it feel very similar to the way the teams, the Knicks, the way they played it and down the stretch in game one, the way the Bucks played down the stretch in that game? And it felt like once Gilgeous Alexander missed that shot, you knew Halliburton was knocking it down. There was no doubt in my mind he was going to knock down that shot.
Oh, none. I got a little stat for you. You want to hear this?
Sure.
Tyrese Halliburton is 6-for-7 when taking a shot to tie or take the lead in the final 90 seconds of the fourth quarter or an overtime in these playoffs. That's the most such shots in a single postseason since 1997. So he's basically Jordan.
It's ridiculous. It's also the fourth game-winning or game-tying shot in the fourth quarter overtime in the last 5 seconds this postseason. This year. He's so done it 4 times this year.
So shouldn't we be watching something like this? Maybe you and I are the wrong guys to talk to because our team's lost them. Because shouldn't we be watching something like this and being like, this is why sports are great. This is why we marvel at it. But it is... I'm very frustrated by it.
Well, you know what? Then say I have a black heart because it bothers me not only for what it is, but like Halliburton was, let's be fair, invisible all night. All night. He had 14 points the entire night. He was invisible. He didn't take a lot of shots. The Thunder did a great job of guarding him way past the three-point line. We had to give it up. You could see he was frustrated. And still, they find a way, even though they're sloppy and turn the ball over left and right, the Thunder can't knock down a shot at all. They wind up shooting less than 40%. And once he's got the ball in his hands, it's game. Every time. Blackheart, call me what you want. I don't feel like this is what sports is all about. This is, we got to find anybody on the planet to stop this. I don't want to see this anymore. We got to give the Thunder, give them Giannis today. Don't take anybody off the team. Finish this off. I can't see this. I can't watch this.
Oh, if they lose this series, they are definitely finding a way to trade for Giannis. So now I got to think what... I don't want that.
Come on, Bart. Like, you're telling me like the Pacers are going to win this? You're telling me Tyrese Halliburton's going to stand there with the trophy and the MVP on top of it? Like, I can't. What world are we living in? This doesn't feel real. It shouldn't be real. This should not happen, and I don't want to see it.
I mean, it's a 7-game series, but it does kind of feel like, I don't know. The Thunder are better than any of these teams they've played, so.
My only shred of hope. Because I told you that night, and I meant it, the Knicks series was over. The second they lost game one in overtime and Halliburton knocked down the shot to send it in OT and they coughed up a 17-point lead, that series was done. Not a doubt in my mind. I'm not ready to go there with the Thunder. They're too good, and they've done this once before where they coughed up a game and still were able to come back in the series, and I still feel like they're a better version of the Pacers. I don't understand why they vomited on themselves in the fourth quarter where they didn't know how to run their offense anymore and they stopped playing good defense. It was almost, I feel like maybe this was almost like the kick in the pants that they needed to get them back and get their head screwed on straight. I'm just a little concerned because the Pacers have done this a million times and Rick Carlisle is a big concern for me because he keeps them so, so tempered.
I don't think that I'm doing the best ability that I can to be professional. But the good news is that as long as they don't win it in five, I'm off on game six, and game seven would be a Sunday. So at least I don't have to if I didn't have to watch it live, that's the problem. If I could come on the air at 11:30 at night, I'm watching these games live that I need to figure out a way to deal with. That's hard for me.
That's not good enough for me. And I lost professionalism a long time ago with this team. Because I think I had it for most of the time. I think I'm pretty good with my own teams. For some reason, this team and that player, I mean, to say to get under my skin is, it's really, it's an understatement. I mean, I don't know if I remember anybody that bothers me as much as, I mean, they're treading on Jordan and the Bulls for me. And that's eons ago. I mean, I was a youngster. I'm an old man. I've got kids at home. Why the hell does this bother me as much as it does? It does. It really, really does.
All right. Quick unofficial dad corner. My son went to bed at halftime thinking the Thunder were going to win, and he's really into the series. And now I got to tell him in the morning about what happened.
Tell him the Thunder won. Can we not tell them that there's no Santa Claus? Can we please, 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 please?
Yeah, no comment. All right. Marco, thank you. And now I do the thing where I end up throwing it back to Marco Belletti.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Thunder Radio Network, Pacers Radio Network. Game one of the NBA Finals is complete. The Pacers won it 111-110. What are some things that I saw while scrolling here? Let's see. Indiana has come back from down 15 or more 5 times. When the Pacers go down by 15, they are 5-3 in those games. That is absurd. Indiana tied the largest fourth quarter comeback win in the finals in the last 50 years. Most go-ahead or game-tying field goals in the final 5 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime since 1997. LeBron James is 8. Reggie Miller is 5. Tyrese Halliburton is 5. There was one lead change in this game, and it came with 0.3 seconds left on the clock. Thunder led by as many as 15. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Mark is in California. Mark.
Yeah, I don't think, I do think something's rigged at some point, because for this, like you said, Bart, for this team to be able to do this, like I would think.
Yeah, but if you're going to rig this, you got to rig him making these. Every time Halliburton shoots, you watch the shot and you're like, oh, this one's going to miss. It does. They never look like they're going in. They always do.
Indiana is the only team I've ever seen. And name me another team in NBA history that has literally done it. But their starter goes cold. But all of their guys hit shots in the biggest moment. Nembhard, 2 step back threes, not one, but 2. Miles Turner with a fadeaway 3, literally banking it off the glass. It's the craziest shot that you've ever seen. By the way, that shot that Miles Turner hit had a 97% missed shot, which means he wasn't even supposed to make. These guys are hitting unbelievable shots. And let me tell you another statistic that no one's heard. There's never been a team in NBA, baseball, soccer, football that has won all 4 playoff road wins in game 1. Never been done in any sport. Like, this is historic what we're watching here. Like, I'm literally watching a dude that I hate so much, right, just come back and just wilt away. And by the way, Thunder had their worst game. I mean, they didn't even play their bigs the last 4 minutes. Indiana out-rebounded them like 7-2. It's like,
there's a video of, I think it's Halliburton and Siakam in the tunnel after, saying, let's get greedy. We didn't even play good.
Bro, not only that, is guess what? No one was in double figures. At one point, I looked up and TJ McConnell had 9 points. I was like, okay, that's how it's supposed to be. And then everybody, Toppin hit big shots. Nesmith had 12 rebounds. By the way, Nesmith never had more than 5 rebounds against the Knicks at all. Like, dude, Thunder just choked it, man. Like, talk about, like, they just look inexperienced. Holmgren looks lost. He played Cason Wallace 33 minutes?
And he got the surprise start over Hardenstein.
What? Like, dude, he Tom
They changed
Thibodeau.
The lineup right before the game.
Bro, he Tom Thibodeau this freaking game 1. He Tom Tibbs game 1. I'm going to start using that because Tom Tibbs is like, you know.
Well, you know, you can use it because we know exactly what you mean. Mark, thanks for the call. Pacers have won game 1 in every round of this series. They were the 4 seed, so they had game 1 at home against the Bucks. But then other than that, they've been on the road each and every time. Winning game 1 in Cleveland, winning game 1 in New York, and now winning game 1 in Oklahoma City. Game 2 on Sunday night. The call on ABC.
Chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls up, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining! Timeout, OKC! Tyrese Halliburton does it again!
Unbelievable. Simply unbelievable. So, what we have seen in these playoffs, let me tell you this one, okay? Let me tell you this one. The Bucks, in the game they came back against the Bucks, they had a 98% winning percent chance, the Bucks did, because they were up 7 with 35 seconds to go. Against the Cavs had a 96% winning percentage. They were up 7 in the final minute. The comeback against the Knicks in game one, the Knicks had a 99.7% chance to win. They were up 14 in the final three. And then tonight, the Thunder were up 96%, or had a 96% chance to win. They were up 9 in the final three. So somebody did the odds here. Okay. Remember Dumb and Dumber? One in a million. The odds of me dating a guy like you, a girl like me, one in a million. So you're telling me there's a chance. For the Pacers to complete all four of those comebacks, the odds of doing that are one in 75 million. Game five against the Bucks, game two against the Cavs, game one against the Knicks, game one against the Thunder. Mathematically, with the percent chance that they had of winning, some games as low as less than 1%. For them to do all of those comebacks, and it's one against every team. It's not like one team got it and one team got it. Every team got it. How's this team not win the finals? How's this team? You don't go on this kind of run and then lose in six or seven. There's teams of destiny, and then there's this. This is unbelievable. And that's why it's so perplexing to many of us common men. We don't understand how this is happening. And it's like befuddling our brains. My brain is melting. I don't understand. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.